The Gemara in Masechta Yuma Daf Nun Gimel Beis teaches us Amar of Alexandria Amar Mishu Ben Levi. Hamaspalel, as somebody is finishing his tefillah, Tzorich Shevsiat Shloish Psius Lachuruv, he should take 3 steps back, Vakach Yitain Shalom, and then he should bow down as somebody bows down when he takes leave of his Rebbe, that he bows down before he says Shalom. The Mefarshim ask, at the end of our tefillah, we say, Oysa Shalom b'mraimav hu yasa Shalom aleinu. So they ask, how is that to be viewed as the Eved who is giving Shalom to his Rebbe? So Chassam Sofer explains that when we daven and ask at the end of our tefillah, Oysa Shalom b'mraimav hu yasa Shalom aleinu, we're davening that we should be complete. We should be whole, begashmius. We should be whole with our machshava, that we should want what we're supposed to want and not want what we're not supposed to want. That is the definition of Yasa Shalom Aleinu. And therefore we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oysa Shalom B'mroimav, Hu Yasa Shalom Aleinu, if we will be complete in the way we act and the way we think, then Yasa Shalom Aleinu V'Kol Yisrael, we will have Shalom with everyone else. Because a person who's in the proper frame of mind is b'shleimus with everybody else and won't come to do a virus. And that is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And that's why by saying these words at the end of our tefillah, Oysa Shalom Mimraimah for Yasa Shalom Aleinu, that is the greatest greeting one can give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Gemara. Omalei Ramotcha, says Rav Mordechai, Kivin Shepasa Shalosh Psius Lachurav, once somebody has taken these 3 steps back, Hosim Iboy Leilamekim, the person should remain standing where he took the 3 steps back. Mashal, and the Gemara gives a mashal to this. Mashal Talmud HaNifta B'Rabbi, just like a Talmud who takes leave of his Rebbe, Im Choyzel Alter, if he immediately goes back to where he was standing, to where he was, Doima L'Shali Kelev Sheshav Al Kei. The Gemara uses a very strong mashal. It's like a dog who would return to its vomit. And the Mefarshim all try to understand pshat. Why is what's pshat in this mashal? So they explain, the Torah explains, the Bach quotes the Bach quotes the Torah, the Bach explains the Torah, that a dog, as soon as it sees food, no matter what the quality of the food it sees, immediately it runs to eat that food. And it isn't able to distinguish between good food and not good food. That is the same as somebody who leaves his Rebbe. A person who leaves his Rebbe has to recognize, what am I learning and what am I not learning? Now is the time to stay and now is the time to go. The individual who isn't able to make that determination, the Gemara considers him Kelev Shav Al Kei. The Bach takes this actually, this the Bach in Simen Kuf Chof Gimel, takes this a step further. He says, during our tefillah, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hachzireinu B'Shuva Shleim L'Fanecha, we're mispalel, Slach Lanu Avinu, we regret the averus that we've done, we beg for forgiveness, we claim that we won't do them again. If after saying those tefillahs, somebody goes right back and doesn't wait. It looks like, you know what, I daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be meichel me for the averus, but I have every intention to perform those averus again, and that's kelev shava keyoi. The Baril, taking this concept one step further, says when somebody davens, he should believe that his tefillah was completely accepted. If he goes right back to where he was when he finished davening, that means he doesn't believe that his tefillah was accepted. And he's going back and davening again to have his tefillahs accepted. So that means that we have here an individual who doesn't believe in the power of tefillah. And if you have an individual that doesn't believe in the power of tefillah, so that's kekelef, that's kekelef, hashaval keoy, doesn't have that proper attitude towards tefillah. And this is indeed the halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Chuf Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis, B'makam shekolu gimel psiyash, at the spot where the person took the three steps back, yamoid, that's where the person should stand, v'lo yachslam koymoid, he shouldn't go back to his place, achi gish shlich tzibur l'kedusha, until the shlich tzibur is up to kedusha, ulepachis, at the very minimum, achi yaschil shlich tzibur l'kol ram, he shouldn't go back to standing where he was standing until the Shlich Tzibur begins the Chazoros Hashat. Until the Shlich Tzibur begins the Chazoros Hashat, says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Ramah, Hagah, Vashlich Tzibur, what about the Shbal Tefillah? Yamed Kedei Dalar Amos, he also should stand where he finished davening. Dalar Amos, Koidim Shiachslam Spat, L'mekoyim L'spal B'Koroim, before he goes back to his spat to daven the Kol Rom, became Yochid HaMespalel, so too the Yochru's davening, Yamed B'mokum Shekol P'siyosov, should stand at that spot, Kishir Zeh, that amount of time, Kodim Sheyachsel M'Koymai. He says, in other words, what the Ramah is saying, that even somebody who's davening B'yechidus, so he's not waiting for Chazar Sashatz, or he's not waiting for Kedusha, still he too, and it's very understandable, based on the explanations that we just gave in the Gemara, has this halacha that he should not go back immediately after he finishes davening. Says the Ramah further, Yochid shemispalel b'tzibur, if a Yochid is davening b'tzibur, the siyam tfilosoi koyim shlich tzibur, and he finished davening before the shlich tzibur, and he's waiting for chazar sashatz, says the Ramah, also lahachs upon of Latzibur, not only is the halacha, as we've been learning, that he should be standing as he was standing in his place, but he should also, says the Ramah, not turn around, actually yisayim shliach tzibur tefilosoi, until the chazar sashatz is completed. And as the Paiskim point out, this halacha, which is the Gemara that we just learned now in our Gemara, and brought down explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch, is a halacha that people aren't that familiar with. That when you finish davening Shemoneh Esrei, you should stand at that spot for a while. And the Paiskim say that not only does this halacha apply by Shachris and Mincha, where there's going to be a Chazar Sashatz, but even by Ma'ariv, where there is no Chazar Sashatz, we should wait until the Chazan begins Kaddish, or Friday night, we should wait at that spot until the Tzibur begins to say Vayichulu. As we said, this halacha is not limited to when one davens b'tzibur. even when one davens b'yichidus, the halacha is that he should wait the amount of time it takes to walk Dalet Amos. There are Paiskim, however, who say that when we count this man for the time that it takes to these Dalet Amos, the time that one, as we just said earlier in our shiur, when we finish Shmoneh Esrei, we say Ois Hasholem B'Mroimov, the amount of that time when somebody is saying Ois Hasholem B'Mroimov could be encountered in the time of the amount of time that you need to wait. The Paiskim go on to say that even if one finishes Shmoneh Esrei and it's going to be a while, he finishes the Shmoneh Esrei quite a while before Chazaras HaShatz will begin, still the halacha is that he has to wait at his spot. They do, however, say that, let's say it's a person who's not so well, and it's hard for him to stand, and sometimes involves waiting a long time, he's allowed to sit down at that spot, and as we'll learn, with your feet kept together. However, let's say somebody finishes Shmoneh Esrei, and as soon as he finished Shmoneh Esrei, he was immediately called up for an aliyah, or he's a kohen that has to go duchen. So the halacha is that he should go immediately to take his aliyah. He should go immediately up to duchen. But I saw that the Paiskim can make a very interesting point. Our Gemara is saying, and we're going to speak in Mitzvah Shem in our next shiur, about taking the three steps back. And then the Gemara here is saying, so the Gemara actually is teaching us two very separate halachas. One halacha the Gemara is teaching us is that you have to take the three steps back. And as I said, that's going to be discussed in our next year. And the other point is that he shouldn't go back to his spat. Again, the mashal the Gemara gave, Kekelev Shov Alkei. So now we have a situation where the person took the three steps back. He's not supposed to walk back to where he was because he, of course, is concerned what we just learned in our Gemara about Chas V'Sholem, Kekelev Shov Alkei. But he has to immediately go get that aliyah. He has to go duchen. So the Pais can point out that what he should do is not walk the three steps back to where he was, because then we'll have the problem of Kekelev Shav Al Keoi. Rather, he should take the three steps back and go from where he was standing to do the mitzvah that he's obligated to do. Better to do that than to walk back immediately. The Magen Avraham says that while somebody is waiting at that spot, the Magen Avraham says that he should stand with his feet together as he stood during the as he did during the Shmoneh Esrei. As we also learned, he has to be careful during that time not to turn around, certainly not to talk. The Paiskim, as we just said from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Mishnah Berurah, the halacha is that during that time, that under normal circumstances, one should not go back to his spat until minimally Chazaras HaShatz begins, preferably until they get to Kedusha. However, the Paiskim are lenient that if it's a day, a Yontif, when Piyutim are being said, that as soon as the Chazaras HaShatz begins with the Piyutim being said, then under all circumstances, you don't have to stand there anymore. The Paiskim also speak about that during the time the Mishnah Berurah says that you're waiting, you should not let anybody walk in that spot, which is from where you are waiting now and where you stood Shemoneh Esrei and you're going to stand and go back there. So the Paiskim discuss that there are people that seem to have a minig that, let's say, one is waiting. Let's say one is waiting and somebody walks through that open space. They insist that the person who walks through that empty space has to walk back the other way. The Paiskim are much, say that there's no pshat to this. I saw that the Debrei Tzinah Rav and the Shailos HaTshuvos Be'er Moshe Chelek Zayin Siman Tezvav says that there's no point in this. And of course, the Mishnah Berurah does teach us that one should do so, but the Paiskim say that if somebody did walk through, there's no point in making him walk back. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Hei, Gam Shliach Tzibur, not just everybody who's davening Shemoneh Esrei, but even the Shliach Tzibur, Tzorch Lefsoya Gimel Psius, Kishem Espala Balachish, he too has to take those three steps back. And Ramah says, V'yamid Kedei Hilach Dala Amos, Koinim Shiach Slam Kamei, Lespal Bekar Rom. The Ramah says that the din that we just learned, that you have to wait this amount of time, also applies to the Shliach Tzibur. So if we're in a situation where the Baal Tefillah finished his Shemoneh Esrei and he's going to be waiting to start the Chazar Sashatz until there's a minion available to answer, until the Rav finishes his Shemoneh Esrei, so the Paiskim say he's no different than any individual, and therefore, just like an individual we just finished explaining, the Gemara says, should wait at that spot, so too the Baal Tefillah should stand at the spot where he finished taking those three steps back until he's going to begin the Chazaras HaShatz. On the other hand, the Paiskim say, what happens if you have a Baal Tefillah who finishes Shemoneh Esrei, and as soon as he finishes the Shemoneh Esrei, he's going to begin the Chazaras HaShatz? Here, on the other hand, the Paiskim say that even though we've been learning that one should wait before he goes back to the spot where he was stood when he davened, here, because it's an issue of Tircha de Tzibura, coupled with the fact that, as we've been explaining, that the amount of time really you have to wait is just the Hilach Dal Ramas, and even the Baal Tefillah, when he finishes his Shemoneh Esrei, does also obviously say, Ois Hashom Mreimav Hu Yas Hashom Aleinu, so that takes more time than the Kedei Hilach Dal Ramas. So he should finish the Shemoneh Esrei, walk back and say the three steps, say the Ois Hashom Mimraimav Hu Yas Hashom Aleinu, and then he'll be able immediately to begin the Chazaras HaShatz right after that.